Hello, and welcome to the recording for the Children in the Way for today, the 1st of August, 2021. A new month is coming up. I hope you guys are enjoying your holiday. And I know the weather is very changeable, but they do say there's another heat wave expected. So I hope you're ready. And but even with whatever weather we're having, you can still enjoy it. So I hope that's the case for you. Okay, so today I have another country I would like you to try and guess. And here are the clues. For 5 points, this is Africa's, this country has Africa's last absolute monarch. This king rules absolutely. He can change any of the laws at any time. Even if they are written laws, he doesn't have to wait for parliament or anything else. His word goes. Do you know what country that is? For 4 points, it has the largest population of nesting vultures in Africa. Ooh, does that help at all? For 3 points, this country is bordered by Mozambique in the northeast and South Africa in the north, south and west. So it's almost completely surrounded by South Africa. For 2 points, it has the second largest rock. It's found in this country. And for 1 point, it was called Swaziland until 2018. Do you know what country that is? The country is Eswatini, and that's its traditional name. And the monarch at that time decided, because he was celebrating his 50th birthday and also the 50th celebration of independence that year in 2018, and he decided overnight that the country was going to officially be called Eswatini. So all of the United Nations, everybody had to change what they called the name and what they wrote down. All the official letters had to be changed. All the quite a lot of changes for them. But yeah, they did it. This country is the birthplace of the actor Richard E. Grant. And it has the oldest mountain in the world. It's got two capitals. Mbabane is the administrative capitals and Lobanda is the traditional capital of this country, and it's also home to the world's oldest mine and is home to Africa's Big Five, which are five animals that are the elephant, the lion, the leopard, buffalo and rhino. And they, all of them are found in Eswatini. So, yeah. Not all the African countries have the Big Five, but yeah. But this one does. Okay, so today we're looking at another miracle that Jesus did when he was here on earth. And we find it in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, starting from verse 13. This miracle happens just after Jesus hears about the death of John the Baptist. The Bible says when Jesus heard it, that's the death of John the Baptist, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitude heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out and saw a great multitude, he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to them, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish
and looked up to heaven. He blessed and broke them and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. All right, so a miracle that we've all heard about. Growing up, you would have probably heard this story many times. And so a bit of a challenge, really, to see how we can apply this to our lives today. But I'm going to give it a go anyway. So Jesus had heard some bad news about John the Baptist being beheaded. So that would have affected him. And so he went away by himself to pray. And I think that's important to note, that sometimes we need a chance to regroup. We need a chance to refocus our mind. We've got the Olympics going on at the moment, and we've heard so many issues of people having mental health issues and needing to stop their sport, needing to take time out to relax, chill, and just not let the pressures of life get to them. And sometimes making very, very difficult decisions. I mean, Simone Biles, who everybody will know, hopefully, from the Olympics, because she had to pull out. She's a top gymnast, but she pulled out because she could feel that things were not settled in her head. And we need to be real with ourselves. We need to be realistic. And Jesus did that. And he went away by himself to try and just get his head right. And but while he was there, then people still found him and they still followed him. And he rallies himself up and he does what he needs to do. And I don't think he would have done that by his own strength. God would have definitely sort of infused a bit more strength and energy from him. And we need to rely on that. When we find ourselves overwhelmed and not able to do the things that we need to do, we need to go to God and ask him for help and ask him to infuse us with something that will help spur us on to the next bit of whatever it is we need to do. So then when the disciples now come and say, well, you know, it's a late hour and these guys need to go and get themselves some food. And Jesus says to them, no, they don't need to go away. You provide them with something. And I just wonder whether sometimes we feel that God is asking us to do more than what we can, whether God is asking us to, you know, maybe even challenging us really to provide for other people. And we're like, look, we don't even have enough for ourselves. This is not going to work because there are a lot of people and we evaluate the situation and we think we've worked it out and we say to God, no, I can't do that. That's just not in my, you know, it's just not possible for me to do that. But sometimes God puts us in that situation so that we can see him in a different way, so that we can see him glorified in a different way. So when they say that to Jesus, and they say that what we have is not enough, then, you know, sometimes we think what we have is not enough. Maybe you don't feel you've got enough energy for the day, let alone encouraging other people, or you feel you don't have enough joy, even for yourself, let alone going off and making other people happy. So we might feel that we have evaluated our situation and the resources we have are just not enough. But God has something amazing to do. His supernatural power is plenty. It gives us plenty. It gives us more than enough. Not just enough for ourselves and for these people, but more than enough. And we see it here when Jesus now says, what do you have? And they bring the fish to him and the loaves. And he tells everybody, he says, tell everyone to sit down. Now, sitting down, apart from just being an instruction that people were supposed to follow, it also puts you in a place of expectation. Maybe these people were tired, so sitting down would have helped to relax them. But also, when you're going to eat, most of the time, you do it sitting down. So then it would have made them expectant that, oh, something is going to happen here. We're going to get something out of this. So when they sat down, then they were ready. I wonder if anyone didn't sit down. And I wonder what would have happened to that person. Did anybody stay standing and sort of like stubbornly say, I don't know why I should sit down. Of course, they haven't got enough food for us. You know, I wonder whether that person would have received the blessing if they had insisted on staying standing up. Just a thought, really. But anyway, then Jesus looks up to heaven and he blesses it and blesses the food that we have. You know, I think it's so important to be grateful for what we have, because when we look at what we have and we even if God asks us to give the little bit that we have, in another version of the story, it tells us that it was a little boy that had this 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he didn't keep it to himself and think, well, you know what? The 5 loaves and 2 fish is just about enough for me. So I'm going to keep them to myself and I'm going to eat and be full and be happy. No, he gave it to the disciples and the disciples gave it to Jesus. And when we give anything to God, he gives us more than enough. He gives us not just enough for ourselves, but enough to be able to feed other people around us and have plenty left over. So whenever God asks you to give something up that you have, do not hesitate. If it's clothes, it's because he wants to fill that wardrobe up with new stuff. If it's something else, you know, God is amazing at how generous he is to us. So whenever God asks you to give something up, give it willingly, because he will do something amazing with it. And not only will you have enough for yourself and leftovers, but you will have plenty of leftovers. Do you see here that the disciples ended up with 12 baskets full of food? They only started off with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So I can't even begin to tell you what the multiplication table in heaven is like, because 5 loaves, 2 fishes times what will give you 12 baskets. That's amazing. They ended up with more at the end than what they started with. And that's just how God works. God's multiplication table doesn't make sense to us. So whenever he asks us to give away something, it's because he's got more prepared for us and is ready to give us more than enough. Somebody said that if your hand is clenched holding on to whatever little bit that you have, you can't receive anything. But when you open your hand to let go of the little bit that you have, then God is able to fill your hand up because it's open and ready to receive. So whenever God asks you to give up your time, your money, anything that he asks you to do, do it willingly, because what he's going to give you back is going to be more than enough and plenty left over. So I hope that encourages you. Be expectant to what God gives you. Make sure you take time to spend time talking to God and getting refreshed and energized. And in everything that you do, just submit yourself to him. Submit the little bit that you have in your hand over to God, and he will bless it. He will make it amazingly more than enough for you and for other people around you. So be generous, be kind, and I hope to see you again soon. Enjoy August. God bless you. Bye.